The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, 4 o'clock hour, 6 minutes and about 37, 8, yeah, about 40 seconds after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Micaiah Bryant's funeral will be held this Friday here in Columbus. And the minister that will be officiating is Bishop Timothy Clark. Bishop Clark is one of the better known black pastors in Columbus. I believe Timothy Clark is a good man. I believe he's a godly man. I believe he's a man of God. I really do. And I'm going to ask you to join me in praying for him. Because of the national attention this case has received, the nation is going to be watching at the memorial service this coming Friday at First Church of God here in Columbus, the church where Bishop Clark pastors. He has an incredible opportunity, but he has an incredible responsibility. He can be a powerful agent of unification and peace and calm, or he can be a powerful agent of division, anger, frustration, and all kinds of negative things. I am praying sincerely that God will give Bishop Timothy Clark godly wisdom in diffusing the fires, the anger, the bitterness, the division, the suspicion. Now, there are going to be powerful forces encouraging him to sow seeds of discord. The radical activists who live on division and discord and anti-police sentiment. He's going to be under great pressure to toe the line, if you will, with the activists that have a national platform. If he gives a message of unity and peace and calm, he's going to be swimming upstream. But I believe he will be speaking the truth. Almost all of the law enforcement experts, liberal, conservative, black, white, police, civilian, almost all of the experts who have viewed the videos, because there's more than one now. There's the body cam of the police officer, body cam of another police officer, and then there's security video from a home across the street. And so we have several different angles. And for once, almost all of the experts are in agreement. It was sad, it was tragic, but the police officer did what was right. Almost all of them. It's unusual that there is that much agreement. In fact, a Democratic congresswoman from Florida who was a patrol officer, she was also the police chief for her town in Florida. She's a Democrat. She's a liberal. But she has commented extensively from her professional training, observation as a police officer and so forth, but also as a black liberal. She has said the police officer had no choice. He did what he was trained to do. Of course, it's a tragedy. A 16-year-old girl lost her life. It could have been much worse had not the police officer intervened when he did. And I continue to remind you, almost parallel situation down in Cincinnati. It was either the day of or one day before or one day after. It was within 48 hours of what happened here in Columbus. Down in Cincinnati, a 13-year-old girl, 13 years old, stabbed to death another 13-year-old, died, killed her, murdered her with a knife. Why? Because police didn't get there in time. So anyway, Bishop Clark has an opportunity and a responsibility to bring comfort and peace to the family. Yes, I have done the funerals of teenagers. Yes, I have done the funerals of five-year-olds. I've done the funerals of infants. Yes, I have done the funeral of people who were tragically murdered. So yeah, I've been there. Incredible responsibility, but it's also an opportunity. So he has the responsibility and the opportunity to bring comfort and peace to the family, but also to bring calm to an entire community. And I pray that's what he does. I think he will. I will be extremely disappointed if he uses the opportunity to sow more discord. I don't think he will. I pray that he doesn't, but pray for him. The Eyes of Columbus, city leaders will be there. Civil rights leaders will be there. People on the national stage will be there. I don't know why. Of course I know why. Get their face on TV. Radical activists will come into Columbus who don't know the family, never knew the family, have nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. But they want to get their face on TV, and they want to sow discord and division. And they will do everything they can to do so. So anyway, that is this coming Friday. New legislation being proposed down at the State House, House Bill 61. It is called Save Women's Sports Act. Save Women's Sports Act. It is similar to legislation that has been proposed and or passed in several other states, and it would ensure that girls have equal access to a fair playing field in Ohio school sports by prohibiting biological males from competing in women's athletic events. Hey, listen, when we talk about the reality here, you can take the whole transgender word concept completely out of the conversation. That's irrelevant. Bob, what do you mean? It's irrelevant because even if they are transgender, they are still a biological male. And in spite of hormone treatment or maybe even sexual reassignment surgery, they are still a biological male with an anatomical, muscular, skeletal advantage over the girls. So it is being sponsored by Gina Powell from Arcanum and Representative Reggie Stoltzfus. It's scheduled for its first hearing in the Ohio House Primary and Secondary Education Committee. It is scheduled for its first hearing tomorrow. So I will keep you informed on that because when if it comes to the full House of Representatives, I'm going to beg you and plead with you to call your state representative. But as I said, I'll keep you up to date on that. We'll watch it. All right, stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
No, 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 no. There's no bias in the media. No, oh, no, no. Of course not. You silly person, you. You think there's bias in the media? Oh, can't be. All right. I am looking at two news sources. One story in my left hand, one story in my right hand, and they are about the exact same story. The exact same story. And it's posting a story about polls. Polls about President Biden's approval rating as he approaches the first 100 days. Talking about the same poll, same source, two different news sources. All right? In my right hand is NBC News. Headline from NBC. Poll. At 100 days, Biden's approval remains strong. But can the honeymoon last? Story. Again, this is from NBC. As President Joe Biden nears his 100th day in office, slightly more than half of Americans say they approve of his job performance. Biden gets his highest marks on handling the COVID-19 pandemic and his lowest on the situation at the southern border. Those results of the new national poll, which found that the public is largely supportive of Biden's top legislative priorities and so forth. The story goes on, singing the praises of Joe Biden and his wonderful poll numbers at the first 100 days. That's the story in my right hand from NBC. In my left hand, a report about the exact same poll. This from Christian News Headlines. Yeah, Christian News Headlines, which is a very reputable news source from a conservative standpoint. Here is the headline of this story. Biden gets low approval ratings during first 100 days in office, poll shows. Story in my right hand. Headline. At 100 days, Biden's approval remains strong. Can the honeymoon last? Story in my left hand. Biden gets low approval rating during first 100 days in office, poll shows. Well, which one is telling the truth? Well, they're both telling the truth, just slanted in a different direction. NBC, as well as the Washington Post, ABC, CNN, all of the mainstream media reported these poll numbers concerning Biden in a very positive, upbeat manner. This Christian source is reporting it in a truthful manner. Headline, Biden gets low approval ratings during first 100 days in office. You say, well, wait a minute, Bob. I mean, it's the same numbers. Yeah, but it's all how you interpret it. All right, let me read the story in my left hand. As President Joe Biden marks his first 100 days in office, a new research poll indicates he has one of the lowest approval ratings of any president in modern history. Now, is that true? And the answer is Yes. He has an overall approval rating right now of 52%. NBC, ABC, CNN says over majority, over half, 52%. That's really great. That's really good. However, when you check out the facts, 52% at the first 100 days is the third lowest for any president in their first 100 days since Harry Truman in 1945. So 52%, yeah, it's pretty good. But for the first 100 days, again, quote, it is the third lowest for any president in their first 100 days. NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, they don't report that. The big thing for them is it's better than Trump. Yeah, Trump at this point was at 40, got it here, 44% at this point, 44%. So is Biden doing better in overall job approval than Trump? Yep, he is. No doubt about it. That is true. But it is also true that at 52%, it's the third lowest of any president in their first 100 days in office. Gerald Ford received an approval rating of 48%. After he pardoned Richard Nixon, Donald Trump had 42%. I apologize. I said 44%. So the only people getting lower approval ratings than Joe Biden in the first 100 days, Richard Nixon, Donald Trump. The last 14 presidents have all gotten higher approval ratings at this point than Joe Biden, except Gerald Ford and his very unpopular decision to pardon Richard Nixon, and Donald Trump, who came in with great controversy, as we all know. Now, he does score very high on how he's handled the COVID-19 thing. He's up to like 60%. When it comes to the border, 35%. Oh, by the way, that's much lower than Donald Trump as to how Trump was handling the border situation. So it's interesting. You take the very same statistics, the very same poll. Mainstream media says his approval ratings are strong. You have another news source saying, yeah, it's pretty good, but it's the third lowest since 1945. You can make statistics say almost anything you want them to say. And yes, the news media is biased.